Well, like I said to the doctors, I guess I forgot to duck.
Dear Ronnie, don't worry. I know that as long as we're together, we'll be fine.
Martha Washington felt confined by the trappings of the presidency.
I think I am more like a state prisoner than anything else. There are certain bounds set for me, which I must not depart from.
Sarah Polk had her limits.
Although my husband, James Polk, has been elected president of the United States, I wish to remind you that I am a devout Presbyterian. Therefore, I will not attend horse races or the theater. I shall go to the inaugural ball, my dear husband, but I shall not dance.
Mary Todd Lincoln felt as though she couldn't win.
Duty? What is this duty? When I spend too much money on a party, I am scorned as extravagant. When I curtail the entertaining, they say I am shirking my social duties. Duty? What is this duty?
As first ladies, the president's partners were expected to be the perfect hostess, the quiet advisor, the elegant royalty, the humble servant of the nation, all in one package.
But things changed dramatically with Eleanor Roosevelt, wife of Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Like it or not, Eleanor Roosevelt changed the role of the First Lady of the United States forever.
Her constant work to improve the lot of the underprivileged made her one of the most loved.
And for some, one of the most reviled women of her generation.
She never shirked her official entertaining responsibilities.
But she also held news conferences.
Traveled to all parts of the country to see for herself the way Americans lived.
Gave lectures and radio broadcasts.
And even expressed her opinions quite candidly in a daily syndicated newspaper column called My Day.
My fellow Americans, no matter how plain a woman may be, if truth and loyalty are stamped upon her face, all will be attracted to her.
After Eleanor Roosevelt, the role of the First Lady was never the same.
Jackie Kennedy changed the White House from simply a place of entertaining to a museum of American history and arts.
Pat Nixon used her influence to encourage thousands of people to engage in volunteer service to their fellow man.
Nancy Reagan even convened a conference at the White House of First Ladies from 17 other nations to focus attention on drug abuse among young people.
No doubt, the First Ladies of our nation have come a long, long way.
You said it!